I'll just start off by letting everybody know it's Terry Telford from thebusinessprofessional.com. And we're going to be, I'll formally introduce you, both of you. We're really going to be talking to Telman Knudsen and Stephanie Frank, who are co-founders of a business called AdInsider.com. And I have to say, Stephanie and Telman both have, do we say ADD or do we say ad?
Well, it kind of depends on who you are, apparently. It, usually we break it down into ADD.
Okay.
Well, simply because that's kind of the acronym that most people with attention deficit are used to hearing.
Okay.
But some people, you know, will say ad. But for, during this call, let's just say ADD Insider or ADDGold.com in order to clarify for everybody.
Okay. Sounds good.
Cool.
I think probably I'll let you get into the details exactly what ADD is so that we all have a better understanding than we do now. I have a little understanding of it, but I think I could do with a few more details.
Sure.
Suffice it to say, Telman and Stephanie are probably some of the most dynamic people that I've met. Very forward-thinking, extremely productive people. And I think maybe I'll just turn the floor over to Stephanie, you, and Telman. And if you, maybe Stephanie, you can tell us what ADD is and kind of how it affects you. And then we'll do the ladies first, and then Telman, you can do it after.
Beautiful.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, you know, for those of you listening, attention deficit disorder is what ADD stands for. And you may have heard of it as well called ADHD, or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And that's just, it's really a common term for creative people is what I like to call it. You know, it's a term to describe people who have trouble with focus, who have trouble with organization, prioritization, tend to get distracted often. Might have heard things growing up like, why can't you just sit still? Pay attention. Sit down. Look, you can do it when you want to do it. You can focus when you feel like it. Well, why do you have to leave half-finished things all over the house, and why do you leave all the cupboard doors open? These are all symptoms, these are all characteristics of people who have an attention deficit, or in the case of Telman and I, you'll see that, you know, we're not interested in putting labels on people. We're not interested in actually what it is, what it really is. What we're interested in is being able to help those who have this kind of thinking, this pattern of thinking, this way of being creative and highly, highly energetic, to have the kind of success that they like to, that they want to have. And we're going to be talking throughout this whole call about how to have success with it versus how to just kind of manage and live with this way of thinking and this way of being. So for different people, it manifests in different ways. A lot of times with little boys, you'll see hyperactivity, see them jumping off of things and climbing trees and running around, and there's that physical hyperactivity. For girls, very often hyperactivity is kind of in the brain, as a matter of, you know, an idea factory, a lot of thoughts coming at you at all kinds of different times. And so you might have been called daydreamer growing up, or you might have said, hey, you know, why can't you just think about this? Why can't you just pay attention? You get bored very easily, and when you get bored, you don't do things. You leave projects half-finished, things like that. So that's just a little bit of symptomatic or characteristics of somebody with attention deficit. And again, we're going to talk to you today about how to take all those characteristics, everything that everybody's been telling you is bad and you're doing it wrong, and just flip that around so that you can have massive success. Telman, I think you're going to tell us a little bit about your story and your experience with ADD as well.
Well, I'm definitely going to, but before we get into that, there are a couple of things I'd like to go over, one of which is it's been a very interesting process as we have been teaching people about attention deficit and attention deficit characteristics, because here's what's happened. People like Terry start looking at the stuff that we're doing, and they say, wow, that's something I'd like to promote. I mean, I think that there are probably a lot of people on my list that would resonate with that. And then as they start learning more and more about what it is that Stephanie and I are teaching here, I hear this time and time and time again, something along the lines of, whoa, maybe I have ADD.
Right.
It's true. Did you realize that over 80%, statistics have shown that over 80% of entrepreneurs right now are diagnosable with attention deficit? And based on my observations, I mean, there are an awful lot of internet marketers that are out there that are exhibit a ton of attention deficit traits. So the major thing that you're going to realize is that we're teaching you how to use attention deficit to excel, how to take these things that normally crush you, ruin your life, make everything a major pain in the butt, turn them around, amplify them, and drive you into massive, massive success personally, professionally, business-wise, or just in your personal development. That's everything that we're going over. Those are some of the things you're going to be learning about today. And you know, the reason that I am so passionate about teaching people how to use this stuff is my background is experience. First, before it was business, was working with what's called NLP and hypnosis, basically the training of the mind and teaching people how to use their minds to achieve amazing, amazing things. In this case, what we've done is something very, very powerful. We've actually taken people with diagnosed, undiagnosed, taking attention deficit symptoms that literally stop people dead in their tracks from making any progress in their life, from having a decent relationship, from keeping track of their bank account, from accomplishing anything, accomplishing any project that they start, etc., 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 and teach people how to channel those very same symptoms, as people call them, into skills to really crank and achieve more than anyone they know. It's almost like a polar opposite kind of thing happens when you learn the techniques that we'll be teaching you about today. Someone with attention deficit that normally would get 1/10 accomplished of what a normal person does in a day, all of a sudden starts accomplishing 10 times more than a normal person does in a day by learning to use their brain to their advantage. So this is some very, very powerful stuff.
Well, and I want to say, too, you know, Talman, you and I are living examples of that, having built, between the two of us, 3 multi-million dollar businesses. So we're living examples that this stuff works.
It's very, I mean, and that's the whole thing. So we're taking these things, we're breaking them down into simple step-by-step processes and teaching you how to make all of this happen. So with that said, what do you say we jump into the questions?
I think we could do that, yeah.
Awesome. I forgot. One second. There's one more thing that I want to tell you that I would really like to go over, which is this teleseminar is going to last 60 minutes total. We're already 9 minutes into it. It's going to last 1 hour, and we're going to go fast and furious. Now, here's the thing. You need to stay on all the way to the end. Why do you want to stay on all the way to the end? Because at the end, I'm going to be sharing with you exactly how you can get your hands on one of the most powerful training modules that Steffi and I have ever created. It's called, we made a whole series. They're called the ADD Axioms, and they're specific strategies for people with ADD to apply and immediately achieve more, not by changing anything about themselves, not by trying to just sit down and be more linear, not by having to do all those boring things that you hate to do, but by taking your natural thinking patterns, your natural behaviors, and channeling them in powerful ways. You're going to learn how to get access for free to ADD Axiom 4, ADD Axiom 4. And it's how to quickly and easily delegate unwanted tasks so you can spend more time on what you want to be doing and less time on all the crap that slows you down, that you procrastinate on, that you hate doing. We're going to teach you how to get that for free at the end of the lesson, so be sure to stay on till the very, very end of the call. Okay, Terry, let's do it.
Cool. Thanks for that, Talman. That sounds great. I just have to say, before I get into asking you guys a whole whack of questions and picking your brains, I wouldn't say that I am probably going to be diagnosed with ADD, but I, like you said, like both of you said, I have I exhibit a lot of the traits. So I'm kind of, the questions I'm going to ask you are kind of based on the traits that I find I exhibit, and maybe by the end of the call you'll have diagnosed me as ADD. I don't know.
Well, you know what? Actually, before we start, that's a very, very important thing that I'd like to mention, okay?
Yeah.
Neither Stephanie or I have a PhD. We cannot diagnose anyone with ADD or ADHD. We can only teach you how to use the traits to achieve unparalleled success, which isn't half bad,
no,
right?
But we,
but if you're here to get diagnosed, you cannot do that with us. You can go see a doctor. You could go talk to a friend of ours, Dr. Kenny Handelman. There are lots of people that you could talk to about diagnoses and about questions about medication, but that's not us. So I just want to be very clear that what we're doing is very different than a lot of the other stuff that's out there. So, okay, with that said, let's rock and roll.
Okay, cool. I just, like I said, I'd like to focus on some of the things that I've noticed with myself. First thing, I find I have a lot of good ideas. I have a box full of little scribbled notes that I've got ideas, and I never know which one to pick as the best. So I can say, okay, let's focus on this one, and decide, okay, this is the best one, and then get working on that one. How do you guys go about finding out, okay, I've got a million ideas, what's the best one?
Stephanie, well, this would be a really good one for you.
Yeah, I'd really like to answer this, because there's actually two things here. How do I manage and deal with all these ideas, and how do I focus? So I just want to pick the ideas part, because can we talk about focus a little bit later, how to focus on just one thing? Can we do that later, Terry?
Sounds cool.
Okay, so here we'll talk about all these ideas, because here's the thing. When you have ADD or you're creative, you are an idea factory. You can't help it. All that happens all day long is ideas pop up. You see something and say, oh, my gosh, that just made me think of something else, and that made me think of wow, wouldn't it be cool if we... And you end up with this whole huge list, long list of ideas. So the first thing is you've got to understand that that's what you do. You think up ideas. You are the idea-generating population. And not most of the population, the other 90% of all the straight-line linear thinkers, they will try to compartmentalize everything and determine whether an idea is good or not and discard it or not. You have ideas that come so fast, you can't even possibly think about compartmentalizing everything. So that's your job, is to come up with ideas. You need to know this. It is not your job to act on every single idea that you have. Remember, you're special in the fact that only 10% of the population has the amazing amount of ping, 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 ping going on in the brain that you do. So that's the first thing when it comes to all these ideas. Now, when you're trying to decide which ideas to act on and which ideas not to act on, there's something very important that you must know about it, and that is this. We, because of the fact that we have so many ideas, we can talk ourselves into taking a path that really doesn't make any sense. You know, Terry, have you ever done something where you start down a path and then all of a sudden you stop and you go, what was I thinking?
No.
Have you ever done that?
All the time.
Exactly. Exactly. And the thing is that that's exactly what happened, is we didn't really think it through. What happened is we just kind of went off because it was a great idea at the time. So here's the thing. You've got to have an umbrella. You've got to have an overarching reason to do one idea or another. So, of course, short of asking yourself, well, why should I do this kind of thing? That's a very important question. But you've got to have some parameters with which to answer yourself as to whether you should work with an idea or not. And that umbrella that you need to create needs to be something that is singular in nature, that all of your ideas can funnel through and essentially produce the same end result. So, for example, I'll give you an example of all the projects that I do. Every single one of them has to do something with communication. I love communication. That's my big, huge umbrella. So if all of a sudden I decided that, wow, wouldn't it be a great idea just to figure out how to open up a hamburger stand? Well, that would be running a business like a franchise and so on, which probably wouldn't have a whole lot to do with communication in the way that I like to do it, in meaning communication and education. It would mean making hamburgers. Bad idea for me, because it doesn't fall under my umbrella. Now, for a little more specific example, if you are trying to accomplish an end result, like, for example, Talman, I know, he basically makes his decisions based on whether they're going to accomplish his main goal of list building. He's a list building expert. And so being able to decide on who to work with, where to work with, what idea would work, what wouldn't work, what would yield results, everything is measured against whether it will create a bigger list. So for those of you who need a little more concrete example, that's another example. But that's the thing, is you've got to have that umbrella to be able to evaluate your ideas. Does that make sense, Terry?
Very much. Now, what do you have some examples of the actual questions you could ask? Because, I mean, first of all, you take your umbrella and say, okay, I'm just going to work in communications, but that only limits it somewhat. Then you have a million different things in communications that you could work in. So how do you limit that, all the million ideas under the communications umbrella?
Well, for me personally, I love to teach. So if it's educational communication, mm-hmm. I like to do that part. And so speaking engagement, for example, any kind of speaking is really, really good kind of communication, really good kind of education. Writing projects are really, really good for me because I really enjoy expression in that particular way. What is not a really good thing is managing a whole bunch of people to make something happen just simply because the kind of communication that takes place is directive and not educational, for me anyway. Mm-hmm. And so I don't get that excited about it. Plus, it's boring, so I don't get that excited about it. So you can really kind of look through as you're going down a path. I had a client recently who was about to take a job doing some working with a speaking company. Again, she's kind of like me. She loves to speak, loves to talk. The thing is that the speech that she was going to be doing would have been the same exact speech every single week.
Right.
And as she looked through it, she was so excited about the idea. But then when she thought about, ooh, is it going to get boring? Is it going to get repetitive? Is it short? You know, those kinds of things, she thought, oh, my gosh, I'm going to hate this.
Right.
And so abandoned the idea.
Okay, so it's basically a lot of filters. You just put in place maybe not even a lot, but a few filters to say, okay, main umbrella, I like communication, subcategory, or the second filter is it has to do with education, and then third is speaking, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
So you really have a set of filters to decide what projects to do.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
uh-huh.
Cool. All right, let's get you involved, Tillman.
Okay, what do you got?
We'll do a marketing question for you, because I find right now, I mean, you get online and there is probably a million and one different ways and marketing techniques and basically things to you can promote and whatnot. Really, it's too much for the average person to come on and even look at it. If you have ADD, I think it must be even like twice as worse or twice as bad. How can I get past the information overload and really kind of get to the meat of it and accomplish something as opposed to searching and, you know, surfing for everything?
Well, that, you know, this is an interesting one because the whole concept of information overload, especially in the world of the internet and definitely in the world of e-commerce and marketing, is insane. It's completely nuts. And if you have the ADD style mind, you're going to be going all over the place whether you like it or not, right?
Yeah.
So this really relates to what Stephanie just said. I'm going to give a little twist to it, though. Basically, the question is, in a world of limitless possibility, which direction are you going to go? That's the question. In a world of limitless possibility, the thing that I love, and I know that many people hate about the internet, is that it's completely fluid. I mean, I want to say that it's malleable or pliable, and then I would say, no, it's fluid, and then, no, it's almost gaseous. I mean, it's so easy to change stuff on the internet that, you know, it can happen in milliseconds, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, things are just changing, more, as more people are getting online, as more people are being born, as more people are upgrading their computers and getting DSL and da-da-da-da-da, there's just going to be more of it as time goes on. So one thing that I do is I say, look, there's going to be a ton of stuff that's out there, okay?
Yep.
And a lot of the stuff is going to be crap. A lot of it isn't going to be very good. Okay, it's just it's like the rest of the world. Pick a random restaurant to eat at.
Yep.
It's probably going to be mediocre at best.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, pick a random restaurant. Now, maybe Norway's got something up on the United States. I hope it does.
Sorry.
But yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
So the same is going to be true when you're looking at doing something with your business, whether you're buying a course or doing anything else. So the number one thing when you're dealing with information overload is to step back for a second and get advice from the person you trust the most, who knows what they're doing in the field. Okay?
Yeah.
So, Terry, you know what you're doing, and I know that you put a lot of great information out there to people.
Thank you.
And, you know, when I'm looking to learn, there are a few sources that I go to, you know. I learn a lot from Alex Mandosian, for example.
Yeah.
And if I need help with something, meaning if I need to turn to someone for advice, I will ask him, hey, Alex, what do you suggest here? I wasn't always in a situation where Alex would return my emails that I sent to him.
Yeah.
Right? I wasn't always in a situation where I could get him on the phone when I wanted to.
Yeah.
That wasn't the case when I started out. So how does that work? What the heck are you going to do when you're just starting out, you don't know what to do? Well, you need to join a few newsletters, a few, I would say 10 at the most, related to marketing. Mm-hmm. Read them every day.
Yep.
And figure out who you trust the most.
Okay.
And then based on who you trust the most, take their advice. Now, here's the thing. You have to become proficient in the art of doing, proficient in the art of following instructions blindly. This was one of the most difficult things for me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what I said was, hey, if I'm going to buy a home study course, if I'm going to buy an e-book, I mean, whatever it is, I'm going to follow it to the letter because I don't know what I'm doing yet, and clearly my bank account shows it, which it did in the early days. Like, I had no money.
Yeah.
There was zero. Buying a $29 ebook was a major pain in the butt. Like, I, you know, it meant I was eating ramen noodles for the next week.
Yeah.
That was the deal, you know. And so you follow it to the letter. Get really good at going through and implementing.
Yeah.
Okay? Not because it might be the best way to do what you want to do, but because it will teach you how to do something. It will either teach you how to do something or it will teach you how to not do something. Either way, it will teach it to you really, really, really well if you focus more on implementation than you do on learning and understanding. See, you can implement things found in ebooks or home study courses all day long without really getting most of it, without really understanding most of it, if you just do it. If you just do it. So what I would say is the easiest way to overcome information overload is to make a decision on what you want to accomplish, mm-hmm. to take advice from someone you trust,
yep.
and then focus on doing, don't focus on learning. And the people that do things are not usually the smartest ones.
Yep.
The people that are highly successful are not usually the ones with the highest IQ or who can carry on the most well thought out philosophical argument.
Yeah.
The people who are the most successful are usually the ones who get good at taking action at implementation of the knowledge that's presented to them. Now, if you're a really smart person and you love philosophical arguments, great, because once you get really good at implementation, then you got an edge on everybody else. But it doesn't matter until you get good at implementation. So that's what I would say is don't focus on learning. If you have information overload, it's because you're focused on learning too much stuff.
Yeah.
Focus on doing. Does that make any sense?
I think that really hits the nail on the head for probably 99% of the people that I talk to that are having problems doing something. It's the fact
exactly.
that they're not actually doing anything. They're
so
just learning and reading and not actually, there's no rubber hitting the road. It's just a lot of learning. Yeah.
And that's because it's scary, right?
Yeah.
It's scary to dive in and do something where you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. You get outside.
Everyone is nervous.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to get outside your comfort zone in a lot of areas. And
then you start enjoying getting outside your comfort zone because you know you're going to do something cool and you're going to end up learning a lot from it.
That's right.
You know?
Absolutely.
So with that said, on the topic of learning versus doing.
Yep.
I'd like to let everybody know that we've set up something really cool. We haven't talked too much about it yet, but it's called the ADD Insider. The ADD Insider. It's a brand new members-only attention deficit club that we've put together. And the whole point of this organization, of this group of people, is number one, that they're all extremely high functioning, meaning they can accomplish amazing things. Number two is that they want to work with other entrepreneurial minded business people who are trying to be more successful personally and financially. And number three is that they're absolutely committed to taking action and doing. Those are the three criteria of our members, and we're doing something today that we've never done before.
Okay.
We're doing something today that we've never done before. We're going to see how it works.
Tell us, Tillman.
Okay. The ADD Insider, and we're going to be telling you more about how the whole program works and what's involved and everything else a little bit later on. But we have a program that it costs $97 a month. Okay, I'm just going to get the price issue out of the way.
Yeah.
But we've set up a situation where you can get in for a buck, where you can get in for a 7-day trial for $1.
Ooh.
You can meet some of the people who are in our mastermind group.
Uh-huh.
You can interact with us in the forums. You can chat with us in the live chat rooms.
Uh-huh.
You can download the mental training sessions that you get every month, in order to focus your brain and accomplish more and keep a positive attitude and get more stuff done.
Uh-huh.
You can download the audios and the texts that the readable files that Stephanie has put together that outline specific strategies for accomplishing practical things in the day-to-day life. They're systems. They're ADD-friendly systems.
Cool.
There's all this and much, much, much more available to anyone that signs up today for $1. It's a 7-day trial,
uh-huh,
and you can cancel if you'd like. That's okay. But if you stay on, which I'm sure you will do, it's $97 a month every month thereafter. And again, it's basically a membership site. It's private. It's for ADD entrepreneurial minds only, uh-huh, and it will allow you to interact with other people just like you who are facing the same problems as you, and get direct recommendations from Stephanie and myself. We have monthly, twice a month, we have live calls where you can call in and ask us live questions that you might have or that you might be facing. I mean, it's a powerful, powerful program. $1. We have 44 spots available, 44 spots. And the reason we have 44 spots is because we have to do this incrementally. We have to allow spots to open in small chunks, because if we get too many people all at once, the fact of the matter is there are way too many questions all at once for Stephanie and I to handle all at once. And we want to be sure to take care of you just like you should be taken care of, with answering all your questions and giving you all the help that you need along the way. So I'm going to give you the special link, and this is the only link you can go to get in for a buck. Now, Terry Telford lives in Norway. Norway happens to be where my family is from,
mm-hmm,
i.e. Tellman Knudsen, right?
Yep.
And you can go sign up right now at www.addgold.com/Norway. addgold.com/Norway. That's all lowercase. When you do, we will email you a username and a password within 24 hours. So with that said, I would highly recommend 44 spots. As they get swiped, we're gonna let you guys know live on the call. And when they're gone, they're gone. And that's going to be the end of it. So addgold.com/Norway. With that said, let's jump into the next question, shall we?
Yes, I'd like to hear from Stephanie a bit more.
I'm right here.
Next, Stephanie, I think another problem that I've experienced is if I'm working on a long-term project, an e-book or something like that, or a marketing campaign, I find I can work really well in short bursts, but then it takes me forever to do an ebook. Just as an example, I did an ebook, I guess, about 2 or 3 years ago that I should theoretically have been able to do in about a month, and it took me 8 months to write it. What can I do to kind of compress everything and get it to work in a more efficient manner?
Why did it take you 8 months?
because I'll work for about 2 days on something and focus on that and just work on that, and then everything else falls kind of to the wayside, and then I have to catch up for the next week to catch up for the 2 days that I didn't do anything that I was supposed to be doing except writing my ebook.
Ah,
if that
okay.
makes any sense.
Oh yeah, well, so basically, while you were writing, everything else just kind of fell by the wayside.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, here's the thing. I'm kind of laughing when you're asking me that question, because right now I'm writing 6 books and I'm doing three marketing plans, actually, a book marketing, a speaker marketing, and a marketing plan for our educational institution. And I'm doing all those at the same time. But many of the strategies and so on are exactly the same, so, you know, they kind of overlap.
Uh-huh.
But here's the key to getting all of these things done. You know, you can sit down. There's two ways that you can go about this. You can sit down, say, for example, that you're going to write an e-book. And you can say, okay, everything drops off my plate and I'm going to write an e-book. And then what happens is exactly what you experienced. You run into that up and down because the things that fell off your plate while you were focusing and just racing to get the thing done and using all your energy up, now you got to go back and deal with that, and that's no fun. And then it takes you a while to get back to the book. And then, okay, where was I and where did I start and how do I get going again? And, you know, it takes a while to get the momentum going again.
Exactly.